Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, back for another Rants and Raves takeover. I've been taking over a lot of these for Gary, actually, so it's kind of like my podcast now. We've just kicked him out. And joining me is Michelle Montazeri of DSF. First of all, how are you? How's it going?
Hi, Steph. I'm doing great. It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I haven't seen you since like December, right? At DSE.
And it's already March. That's crazy. That was
3 months ago, which is... Okay.
Okay, here we are.
We've lived so many lives since then.
Truly, every day is a year.
That's what exactly. So first of all, let's take a step back. Tell me, what is DSF? If I was a person joining the industry, happens to see you guys, tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure thing. So Digital Signage Federation is an independent organization. Nonprofit. We're basically a group of elected volunteers who are focused on advancing digital signage education and footprint across AV and IT. So really, we're kind of this niche growing market inside our bigger umbrella. So yeah, that's what we do.
Very cool. Kind of getting the word out about digital signage within and kind of around the AV industry, right? Because even though those our two industries have kind of been so interwoven for a long time, I still feel like digital signage sometimes makes AV people really nervous.
Yes, it's scary because it's the unknown, but it is also the really exciting piece of, recurring revenue and software that everybody's talking about these days. Mm-hmm. And so everybody wants a piece of the pie, but they want to know what they're jumping into before they jump in. So we provide a space where they can learn about all the partners in the ecosystem and how they all work together and hopefully provide a way to, clear the muck that Great. Comes with and the scariness potentially that comes with digital signage. So,
and also just figuring out like how to get into digital signage.
Right. Yeah. Like the baseline. Where do I start?
That's like always the scariest question.
Totally. It's like starting a new job, right? It's who do I go to? Who's a trusted advisor that I can lean on if I'm looking at entering this space? And then who are the partners who do it well so that I look really good?
Very cool. Yeah. So you guys do a lot of like outreach events, kind of getting the word out, getting people to come and meet and sit down and network. And you guys had a very big Q1. So do you want to talk a little bit about everything that you guys accomplished then versus what you guys have going on for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we've kind of stacked the deck. And as a group of volunteers, I think we're like, whoa, what should we do? But it's super exciting. I'm going to use a four-letter word, but post-COVID, it's still kind of figuring out what does our footprint look like in this space. And I think we're all kind of there. So what we did in Q1, we had one of our most successful mix and mingles is what we call our education and industry, mingling events. We do three every year. And this in Q1 was in San Diego, so my backyard, which was awesome. Didn't have to get on a plane. And we had, I think, close to 140 attendees. So we were sold out. And I think that is our third sellout in a row. So we're on a great trend. And we had education focused around corporate spaces because the back to office conversation is definitely at the top of everybody's mind and what that will look like and impact our industry in 25. And then we onboarded four new board members. And so that takes a lot because every time you bring in a new voice into a board, it kind of changes and excites everybody about what's to come. So super exciting. And then we introduced 15 new committee volunteers, which is crazy. So one of the things we're really trying to do is get more people involved from the ground up. And so they know what to expect if they're looking to join the board at some point in their future. And so we talk about that at work all the time about building a bench, but when we do volunteer things, we forget that that's also important.
That's fair. So say someone joins the industry and they want to get involved with DSF, but again, the first question that's like kind of the hardest to ask is where do I start? How do I get involved? So how would you recommend someone either reach out or go to your website? Like what's the easiest way?
Probably starting if you're wholly unfamiliar with DSF and who sits on the board and who's involved, starting on the website, it lists all of our contact info. DSF, mydsf.org is a great place to start, or digitalsignagefederation.org. You could do either and it will route you to the same place. It starts a conversation. You know, where are you in the space? What skill set do you bring, and what committee? We have, I think we're up to 6 or 7 committees that all play a really big part in how we do what we do, especially because we are volunteers. And so everything from identifying speakers for our speakers bureau to event planning. I mean, you could literally flex a myriad of different muscles. Or if you're a numbers person, you could be on our finance team. Right? So
there's something for everyone.
Yes, there's literally something for everybody. And that's the best way to get involved and then start to get a lay of the land on how DSF operates and what our footprint looks like, and potentially bring in net new ideas. You know, our new board members have brought everything from how do we expand our footprint outside of the US and Canada. We have a decent footprint in Canada. What does our footprint look like in digital out of home, for example, and other areas where we can expand. So the new voices are always welcome.
That's awesome. What do you guys have going on for the rest of the year? Because I know you got your networking events. They're always fantastic. Like you said, they've been selling out. So I know you have some more up your sleeve.
Yes, we do. So we have 2 more. The next one is in Detroit in May, which is, my gosh, it's literally around the corner.
It's crazy.
Yes. And then we're going up north across the border into Montreal in the back half of the year in September. But in between all of that, we have some really cool new concepts that we're bringing to our membership. And they're called our Digital Signage Federation Pavilions. And so we're partnering with end-user-centric trade shows like Shop Marketplace, IAPA, potentially another big one up our sleeve. National Retail Federation is one that we've been talking to, Restaurant Association, et cetera. So, and the intention is to give some of the organizations that don't have the backing to support all of these shows financially, a place where they can tell a story about what they provide, but also walk an end user through the digital signage experience. And so they can put the parts and pieces together much easier than going to 20 different booths and trying to figure out how you put this all into a single solution. So the next one we have is Shop Marketplace in Charlotte. And then IAPA is in the back half of the year, which is a really fun amusement park show. And that one was exceptional. And we draw a lot of people in because we provide free education at many of the shows. So it's a great opportunity to learn about digital signage in a particular vertical market. So super exciting.
Yeah, busy year for you.
Yes. Yes. We fit off a lot, but really exciting. And that's why the 15 volunteers make such a difference, because it's a side hustle. We do have full-time jobs. And so we try to be appreciative of the time that we get from everybody.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You guys have grown so much even since I have been here in this industry. And that's been really, really amazing to see.
It is. You know, the market's been tough, right? I mean, AV and IT both have experienced some challenging times, and digital signage has been this little glimmer of opportunity for everybody. Mm-hmm. Retail media networks is a huge topic that everybody's talking about. How do I get recurring revenue instead of a one-time, benefit? And so we try to provide opportunities for folks to grow their footprint in those spaces. And so if they grow, we all grow, the market grows, and we all make more money. And that's what we all want to do.
Yeah. Rising tide lifts every ship, or whatever that saying is.
Yes. So, yeah. And then puts us out to retirement pasture. I think that's what we're all thinking about.
That puts us out to retirement pasture. You know what? That's beautiful. That's such a beautiful saying. We should put that on shirts.
We just want to be, float away into the sunset.
Yes. Well, Michelle, my last question for you is for just to you to plug your website one more time so that people know where to go, and also where people can reach out to you most easily.
Absolutely. So mydsf.org is the easiest and shortest way to get to us. I'm super excited. In about 90 days, we're launching a new website. So the platform is going to look really cool. So be sure to check it out now, and then you'll see the changeover in about 90 days. The link will stay the same. And then myself, you can find me on LinkedIn, Michelle Montazeri. I'm with Ergotron. And or through the DSF site, of course, you can always find me and please connect. I would love to help folks get involved and understand the industry that I just am so passionate about. So.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, it was so good talking to you and catching up.
You too. Nice to see your face and have a wonderful weekend. We're almost there.
We're almost there. All right. Thank you everyone for watching and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.